Sukkis, Tavshinan Base, and the topic of Arovis. So on the topic of Arova, one issue that needs to be thought out is what is the idea of Oishana Rabba? And when you see Oishana Rabba today, it's a Rosh Hashanah Aruch, that's the Gmar HaChasima, because it Bechag Nidoyim Alamayim. And the big question is, how does that tail fit into Yom Kippur? If Yom Kippur is the Chasima, what is there left of Oishana Rabba? And what is the whole idea of Oishana Rabba? But to go into this, I think we're going to develop, starting the idea of Arovis from the Bizman HaMikdash. From then on, we'll go into Bizman HaZeh, and then Oishana Rabba, and then we'll try to answer it all. The first issue is like this. We know that Halacha LeMoshe, we see the Machlokes, we know that besides the Arovis of the Lulav, we have a mitzvah of Arova on its own. And that the Gemara brings down the Machlokes. If it's Halacha LeMoshe Misinai, that Arova is Halacha LeMoshe Misinai, or perhaps Arova is Midoraisa from the Pasuk Arvei Nachal. Now the Rambam paskens that Arova is Halacha LeMoshe Misinai. Now what is the concept of Arova? So on that there's a Machlokes in the Gemara. Machlokes in the Gemara, if the mitzvah Arova is mitzvah Zkifa, that what they did is they put it next to the Mizbeach, hanging onto the Mizbeach, or mitzvah Netila. So that's the machlokes, that's Halacha LeMoshe Misinai in the Mikdash. Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam, what this means. According to Rashi, is the following. One madom holds mitzvah zkifa, that you put the arovas next to the Mizbeach, is Halacha LeMoshe Misinai, but truly is a posuk, the Gemara Darshan, from a posuk, Isur Chag Bavoisim Ad Karnas Mizbeach. Rashi learns, Isur means surround, during the Chag Bavoisim with plants, ad karnas mizbeach, you surround the mizbeach with plants. And Halacha LeMoshe Misinai, that those plants are arovas. So the man dover who's mizkifa holds that the mitzvah's arova is to put those arovas around the mizbeach. The other man dover holds is netila. So Rashi says netila means that you are neutral, you make nanuim, the kohanim did it. They took the rovas and they did the hakofas, encircling the mizbeach, every day, one day, the Mishnah says. On the last day, they did for seven times. And afterwards, they would be gzoikef legabe mizbeach. They would put and place the rovas onto the mizbeach. So Rabbi Yoshe Ber says already, you see that according to this, the zkifa, according to this man d'omer, is the gmar of the netila. And the gmara at the end, in Daf Mem Dalet, says that's muchach from the brisa, the mitzvah sarov is benetila. The other man d'omer, he has a kasha, is it toitzav, there's a tiufta, and the maskona sagmora is benetila, which means Rashi means that there is the hakofa be'arova. And that is opposed to the other mandomer. According to the mandomer, holds its bizkifa, that you the only mitzvah of arova is to put it next to the mizbeach. What was the hakofa made with? So the hakofa was made with a lulav, and that's what the Gemara says. That's a good machlokes. Is the hakofa be arova or the hakofa be lulav? Interestingly enough, the Rashi holds it. Even though the zkifa, according to the mandomer, that the hakofas are made with arova, comes after the hakofas. According to the man de Omar, who holds that the hakofa was done by lulav and the mitzvah sarov is only the skifa, that skifa was done before the hakofas of the lulav. And the question is, why, according to the man de Omar, the skifa was done, the hakofa was done by rova, the skifa is at the end, and according to the man de Omar, the hakofa was done by lulav, the skifa is at the beginning. Why is the difference between the two? El al korchach, you have to say that according to Rashi, every mandomer holds that by arova you need some kind of hakofa. Happens to be that according to the mandomer who holds that the mitzvah's netila, the hakofa was done with the arovas, and the end of the arovas, the end of the hakofa, is the skifa on the mizbeach. According to the mandomer, be skifa, which means that the only thing is that the arovas were placed at the mizbeach, it needed a hakofa, but not, it didn't have to make the hakofa, but it had the hakofa done in it, on it. They did the hakofa of lulav on, around the arovas, which means that according to Rashi, the man d'omer who holds the mitzvah's netila, which means that there is a mitzvah's hakofa be'arova, the arova is the makif, the arova makes the hakofa. If you hold the mitzvah is kifa, and the hakofa was done by lulav, according to Rashi, the harovas had to be nikaf. So the machlokes between them is it the makif or the nikaf? Meaning, is the harova what makes the hakofa, or is the hakofa made around the harova? And that's kufa the machlokes. So it comes out, according to Rashi, the mitzvah's harova is hakofa. Is either to make the akofa or to have the akofa done by it. Either you make the akofa and the skifa you put it on the mizbeach after the akofa, or the mitzvah is to put it in the mizbeach first in order that the akofa should be made to it. So that is Shitas Rashi. Now, that's how Shitas Rashi is in the Zman HaMikdash. And on Rashi, you have to understand two things. Number one, why is the rovas have to be placed in the mizbeach? Either before the hakofa or after the hakofa, and why is the hakofa has to do with arovas? Meaning, why arovas and hakofa? What's the kesher between the two? So those two questions are, according to Rashi, Mizban HaMikdash. Shitas HaRambam is completely different. Shitas HaRambam is that the mitzvah's netila, what it means netila, has nothing to do with hakofa. The Shitas HaRambam paskens that the hakofa is done belulav. And the idea is the mitzvah is kifo netila, that's a machlokes. According to Rambam, either the mitzvah is to put the arovas onto the mizbeach, that's kifa. To the mandomer netila, that the Gemara says the aloha is like him. The aloha is that you are noitel the lulav, I'm sorry, you're noitel the arova, and at the end you make a chavota. The netilas is the same netilas, netilas lulav, only that it ends on hitting the karko kelim three times. That's how mitzvah netila is be'arova. Now, Shitas Rambam is very interesting. That as opposed to Rashi, that since the mitzvah's arova has to do with the mizbeach and hakofa, the only people who did it were the kohanim. That's what Rashi says, only the kohanim did it because nobody could approach it. According to Shitas Rambam, everybody was mechuyev to do netila's arova. Everybody was mechuyev. The chidush of a netilas arova is like netilas lulav with the one additional feature that at the end you're chuyvet bekarka. You hit it three times. You hit a few times either on the karka or you hit it on kelim. That is shitas HaRambam. Now Rambam holds something interesting. That is kifa. When do you place it in the mizbeach? Shitas Rashi, as we said. It depends on which Mandel Omar, if it was before the Hakofas or after the Hakofas. According to Shitas HaRambam, Zkifa onto the Mizbeach is before the Netila. The Kohanim would place it on the Mizbeach, and then they would take it out of the Mizbeach and give to the people to do the Netila. So the Zkifa precedes the Netila. And that is according to Kulei Alma. So Rabbi Yoshi Ber, what's the pshat? The pshat is because the din of arovas, according to the Rambam, there is mitzvah netilas arova, but it's not arve nachal. They have to be arve hamizbeach. So the zkifa makes it arovas of the mizbeach, and on those arovas there is a mitzvah netila. They have to be arve hamizbeach. So therefore, the zkifa has to be beforehand, according to. The Rambam comes out something also very interesting. Because they have to be Arve HaMizbeach, the Rambam sheet is like this, that if you have more than two Arovas in the Lulav, you will be Baal Toisiv. However, in the Mitzvahs Arova Shebe Mikdash, you could be Noitel as many Arovas as you wanted. What's the pshat? Because Zokter is a different, total different Mitzvahs Arova. The Mitzvahs Arova that you had, Stam, was to take two arovas. So if you take more, it's Baal Toisiv. Here is to take Arve HaMizbeach. As many Arve HaMizbeach are, do you have the mitzvah to be Noitel? So therefore, there's no Baal Toisiv. They have to be Arve HaMizbeach. According to the Rambam, it's something very strange. First of all, what's the idea? And now it makes sense, according to the Rambam, something very interesting. The posuk that says, Yisur Chag Vavuisim Ad Karos HaMizbeach, comes to tell you that the arovas have to be in the Mizbeach. The Aloha L'Meshem Isina is that those Arve HaMizbeach, there is a mitzvah netil on them. And the mitzvah netil is called Echad Ve'echad. Now, two things are strange. Why the arovas have to be Arve HaMizbeach? When there's a kesher between the arovas and Mizbeach. Which is the same kash as Rashi. But even more, funny netila. Here, the mitzvah netila arabas minim is a regular netila. Here, the mitzvah netila ends with a chavota bekarka. And that Chavota Bekarka is in the Mizvan HaMikdash also. It's Bukha for the Gemara because the Gemara calls it Chavita. The Ritva says that, and the Goyen says that also, Shulchan Aruch. And the question is, what's the pshat of the Rambam of such a thing? That there is such a thing as Mitzvah Chavota. By the way, Rebbe Sheber says, according to the Rambam, what brocha did you make in the Zman HaMikdash? Because in the brocha probably they made in the Zman HaMikdash is Alokha L'Mashem Sinai. They made Al Nitila Sarova, because Mitzvah is Nitila Sarova. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnah says that Mefirush is Nitila Sarova. The only thing is, the Nitila Sarova Alokha L'Mashem Sinai tells you that it's not regular Nitila, it's a Nitila that is ended or concludes with Chavota. What's the pshat to such a mitzvah and such a strange thing? They have to be arve hamizbeach. Shulchan Aruch and the Ramo amesupa kuda locha is like. So therefore the Ramo says that the person, bizman hazeh, as we're going to see, that we do zeichel mikdash, we do one day like the mikdash, which is in Shvi, which is Hoshana Rabbah, a person should do both. On the Rav, a person should do, number one, Netila, which means Nanuim to be Yoitz Rashi, and Chavota to be Yoitz the Rambam. We do both. Nafkimina is also something very interesting. Our Hakof is done the Lulav, because that Shitas Rambam. Now the question is, should you do a Hakofa by Rav also or not? Because the Hakofa, our Zecher that we do the Mitzvah Sarova in the Mikdash was 7 days. In Chutz La'aretz we only do on the 7th day. Right? Should we makiv by Rav also? Shulchan Aruch says, Lehach Lekatchile should be makiv with both the Arova and the Lulav. And the Ramo says, what happens if a person, the Marshal says, according to the Ramo wants to say that perhaps if somebody doesn't have, and that's the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramo, would agree to that. So check it, if it's the Ramo or the Shulchan Aruch, that a person, the question is, should a person, if a person during the 7 days, should he do or not a Hakofa without anything? If he doesn't have a Lulav, can he do a Hakofa without anything? So it's a machloek, it's Shulchan Aruch and Ramo. One man d'Amo holds that you do the Hakofa beregel, and says the Goyen why? Because he passed, according to the man d'Amo, according to Rashi, that the Hakofa was done by Rav in the Mikdash. Today we don't do a Rav except for the 7th day. But the Mitzvah Hakofa is independent of the Rav. So you do it because of Smachtem Lefnei Shabbat Kechem. So you do the Mitzvah Hakofa. According to the other man d'Amo, says no. The Hakofa has to be Be'arova, and since we don't do a Rov in the 7 days, you don't do a Hakofa if you don't have a Lulav. But on the 7th day, says the Marshal, clearly, if a person has no Lulav, he has to do Be'arova to be Yoitze Shitas Rashi, because you're Mesupak. The Shulchan Aruch says you do the Lulav and the Rova, and the Ramah says no, you do only the Lulav. But the idea is that we are Mesupak if the Aloch is like Rashi or like the Rambam. And the question that remains is, according to both, what is this Aloha L'Meshem Sinai? Number one, what's the sense of the new Arovas? But the most important is why the Arovas have to be Dafka, the Pasuk says, in the Mizbeach, right? According to Rashi, as a Mitzvah's Hakofa. And it's interesting that even though Belulav is a Shaila if you do Hakofa or not, but by the Arova is either you make the Hakofa or the Hakofa is made on it. What's the pshat? Why is Hakofa, according to Rashi, so inherent to Mitzvah Sarova? And why next to the Mizbeach? According to the Rambam, why? According to the Rambam, it's even more. Because the Arovas have to be Arve HaMizbeach. Why do the Arovas have to be Arve HaMizbeach? And why didn't the Nitila Sarova concludes with a Chavita, which is so different than the Nitilas Arba Saminim? Okay, so those are the two kashas and the two shitas in Zman HaMikdash. Bizman HaZeh, the Gemara says that we don't do every day. We only do on the 7th day Zecher L'Mikdash. The Gemara says, why Lulav do we do 7 days Zecher L'Mikdash? And we do only the 7th day for our Aroves? The Gemara says, because according to Rashi, the Gemara means to say, because Bishlam Abai Lulav, we have 1 day Minat Torah, Bigvulin. So therefore, we do 7 midrabona zecher l'mikdash. But arova that there is no mitzvah at all bigvulin. So therefore, if you do zecher l'mikdash, we do only 1 day, which is the 7th day. We don't do the first, we do the 7th day. The Rambam learns differently. The Rambam says the reason why we do arova only the 7th day, because it's not mefurash batoira. The Rambam says something which is mefurash batoira, then we do 7 days. Something which is not mefurash batoira, we don't do 7 days. And here is not mefurash batoira. Even though it's Alokha L'Meshem Sinai, that might have a din deraisa, but it's not mefurash batoira. Rashi and the Rambam have different ways of how to learn the Gemara. If the word bigvulin means the reason Why we do? Because it's Yeshlo Ikar Minatoira Bigvulin. Like Rashi says, there's one day Minatoira Bigvulin, and therefore you do 7 days. According to the Rambam, Yesh Ikar Minatoira, comma, that's why Bigvulin will do 7 days. But be as it may, according to the Rambam, Mitzvah Sarova is something very, very unique that we only do on the seventh day for one simple reason. Why? Because Mitzvah Sarova has no Ikar Minatoira. And to show that there's no Ikar Minatoira, that's what we do on the seventh day. Why there is no Ikar Minatoira in Arova? Why the Kodesh Baruch Hu give such a thing that there's no Ikar Minatoira? And therefore, we want to show that that's the case, to be mechazek, to be do on the seventh day in Chutz La'aretz. This is a criterion that becomes very key. Now, why do we do the seventh day? Why don't we do the first day? Why the seventh? So, is machlokes achronim. The Bach and the Taz. The Bach says because we know that the seventh day was unique in the Beis Hamikdash also because it was Doicha Shabbos. Seventh day, Arava never was Doicha Shabbos in the Mikdash except for the seventh day. So you see the seventh day is more choshev. That's why today Big Vulin, outside of the Beis Hamikdash, we do the seventh day Davka. We can't do the 7 days because it's in the Ikar Minatoira. We do the seventh day because of that. The Taz says, no, the reason is different. It's because you see that in the Mikdash, they did every day one Hakofa. On the seventh day, they did 7 Hakofas. Since they did 7 Hakofas, that shows that the seventh day was very Choshev. And therefore, we do the seventh day. Interestingly enough, we know the 7 days are Shana Rabbah. We know Shana Rabbah is the Gemara Din. The Gemara never uses that. The Gemara never, ever mentions anything to do with the Gemara Din being Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah, the Shulchan Aruch says that today we're marbe bitfilas and etc. Because of the Gemara Din, what Gemara Din? The Gemara says the only reason is because either it's Doicha Shabbos or because it is a watcher code. Or because they did 7 Hakofas. Why doesn't the Gemara mention Gemara Din? Why this whole story that the Zohar makes such a thing, the piskin yoytzi milemala, the Gemara never alludes to it? And the second thing is, what's special on the seventh day? That they did 7 Hakofas? What does 7 Hakofas have to do with anything? And more than that, the Yerushalmi says, why did they do 7 Hakofas? Zecher l'choy meserichoy. That they did also 7 times. What does choy meserichoy have to do with the 7 times, with the concept that we do a rova? So it's very funny. We do a rova because you're makif 7 times. Lezecher l'choy meserichoy. And what does it have to do with arovas? And where is the allusion to Hoshana Rabbah? That's the second set of questions. The truth is, why do we do on the seventh day? So the Gemara says this is not a takon darbonan. This is min hamachlokes in the Gemara if it's yesoid hanevi'im or min hagnevi'im. And we pass the Gemara says min hagnevi'im. And min hagnevi'im, who are the nevi'im? Is Chagai, Zecharia, Malachi, the less nevi'im, which are the nevi'im of Ba'al Sheni. Now, min hagnevi'im, the Gemara says, we don't make a brocha. That's the difference between min hagnevi'im and yesod hanevi'im. Now, min hagnevi'im, we don't make a brocha. Tosfos already asks, why don't you make a brocha minhag? So it means, therefore, accordingly, that anything which is a minhag, you don't make a minhag. You don't make a brocha, like halal. In Rosh Chodesh, we don't make a brocha. But if so, how Yom Tov Sheni, which is Olam Minach, how do we make a brocha? Now, Tosfos wants to say, because we don't say Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvos V'tzivonu. But the Ran already asks the Pekvei Eger that we do say Mitzvos Morer, Mitzvos Matzah, we do say Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvos V'tzivonu. Rashi says that to the Minach, you don't say a brocha, because you can't say Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvos V'tzivonu. There's no Tzivui, it's Olam Minach. So, the Briskurov says, and it goes on to the Rambam, because the Rambam Shita is the Yom Tov Sheni, we do make a brocha, but we don't make a brocha on Halal, and we don't make a brocha on Arova. And he asks, what's the difference? He says, because he argues with Rashi. That for sure there is a tzivui. The Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayos, the Isur of Lois Sosur tells me that we have to follow not only Takonda Midrabonan, even Amina Midrabonan, because the Minhog is part of Lois Sosur. So why don't we say a broch on the minhag? Says the Beskrov, because broch was only instituted on something which has risen to the level of takona. Something which is a minhag, even though you have a tzivui, but since it was made as a minhag, there's no brocha. Brocha is only on a takona. We're in a higher level. Even though there is a chiyuv to listen it, Chazal never instituted a non-minag. And that's the idea. So therefore, halal, you are obligated to listen to minag. And by arovas, you are obligated to listen to minag. But there is didn't raise to the level of takona, and therefore we don't make a brocha. The question is, according to the Rambam, why did Kuz Bohu do such a thing? Why this? First of all, why did Chagas Chari Malach institute such a minag? And why didn't they raise to the level of takona? Why did they do just as the level of a minag that doesn't require a brocha? Briskov, by the way, says that's the pshat in Tosfos also. Tosfos says the reason we don't make a brocha, Tosfos wants to say that even though we don't make a brocha on arova, we might make a brocha on halal. And he says why? Because by halal, it's a kriya. Meaning, says Briskov, you make a brocha not on the minag, you make a brocha on like kriya satayra. And kriya satayra, you make a brocha on the chafts of Torah. So that's shayach brocha. But by arova, which is on a netila, you have to make a brocha. If you make a brocha, is on the mitzvah. But this is not a mitzvah, it's only a minhag. And a minhag, there's no brocha, even though the same chiyuv. So therefore, by halal is shaykh to say that you make a brocha, but the brocha is on the chafts of Torah, like because of Torah, which is not because of mitzvahs. Therefore, you make a brocha. But here you don't make a brocha. But clearly, minhag and nevi'im don't make a brocha. Question is, why did he establish where? First of all, where all the minhag that the nevi'im did it? And what? The nevi'im live in Eretz, right? So if they did a minhag, the people in Gvulim, anybody who's not in the Beis Hamikdash, or at least not Yerushalayim, they have to do it. So Bishlam, according to Rashi, in the Beis Hamikdash, who did it? It was only the Kohanim. So they made a minhag that everybody should do it. Okay, but according to the Rambam, they did, anybody in the Beis Hamikdash did it. I just told you, the Kohanim placed it on the Mizbeach and they gave to everybody. Right? So everybody anyway had to do it in the Beis Hamikdash. So they instituted for people who are not in the Beis Hamikdash, who are in Yerushalayim, or people who are in the Eretz Yisrael outside of Yerushalayim. What's the purpose of doing such a minhag? And if they do this, why did they do it as a takona? Why did they do this specifically as a minhag? Why did they do that? What's the pshat? And this is the only minhag. And Dafka, why then? Why Dafka Chaga Ischari Malachi woke up to do such a thing? Even more than that, the Ritvo says, the minhag anevim, the Ritvo shita is that on a minhag you make a brocha like halal. So why don't you make here minhag anevim? Because the word is minhag anevim means that they didn't institute it as a minhag. They, nevim, behave. They were noheg themselves to do that. Chagas, Chari, Malachi, they did themselves. And everybody else decided to emulate them. So since they did on their own volition, you can't say a brocha because it's never instituted. Was something that was done automatically by Klalis or copying the Nevi'im. And that's unbelievable. This is the only minhag of Nevi'im. The Nevi'im decided to do something on their own and people copycatted them. Dafka Be'arova? So according to Tois, why didn't they raise it to the level of Takona like everything else? They left it in the realm of minhag. But more important, according to the Ritva, this is the only situation that they did it and everybody else copied it. Why did they do it and everybody else copied it? Meaning, why did this mitzvah specifically evolve in such a way? And interestingly enough, why Dafka Chagas Chari Malach? Why this minhag wasn't done before or was not by Chachomim? If they did institute minhagim, why didn't they institute more minhagim? Why Dafka only this minhag? So this is Bizman Hazeh. And even more, the Shita Sarambam is that today Bizman Hazeh, we do the Hakofis, and we do the Hakofis, not the Hakofis Belula, but where do we do the Hakofis? We do the Hakofis, according to the Rambam, you bring the Bima. And you bring, no, sorry, you bring the teva, not the bima, but the teva. You bring, and the minhag was to take the teva into the middle of the show and to do the hakofas around it. Now, what is the teva? If you look in Ilchos Beis HaKnesses, the Rambam holds the bima is where they read the Torah, and that's the bima that we have. The Aron Kodesh is called Echal. There was such a thing called teva. Teva is where the shliach tzibur daven in front of the teva. Now, what is the teva? So the Rambam Shita is that the Teva had a Sefer Torah. So says the Moshe Feinstein brings on the Bach, the idea was that they had a Sefer Torah placed in the where the Chazan davened, that there was a Sefer Torah and the Chazan davened in that place. So Dafka that is Keneged the Mizbeach that we do. Why is Dafka that Keneged the Mizbeach? Why is the Teva, not the Bima, not the Kodesh, but that Teva, which was a Sefer Torah in front of the Shliach Tzibur? Is the teva to such a way that that's the mizbeach that according to the Rambam they moved it in the middle of the show and they did the hakofas around it. Why dafka the teva is connected to the mizbeach? And just to finalize, Let's look at the meaning of Hoshana Rabbah today. Today we took Hoshana Rabbah to the next level. And Hoshana Rabbah comes to the next level is that we know that that's the Gemar, the Chisum Adin. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says that you're marbe betfilas on the day of Hoshana Rabbah. The Gemar, as we spoke before, never talks about it. And even more, the Rishonim bring down an idea, and that's already brought down in the Ramban, in the Pasuk of Sar Tzilam, and the Rabbeinu Bechayi brings down in the same Pasuk, and in the Kada Kemach of Ka'avarava, that they mean that the research, I think, a Kabbalah, a tradition, that on the day of Hoshana Rabbah, you could see what will happen to you if you look at the shadow that's projected from the moon. The moon that creates a projection, that projection has a person's fate for the year. Person shouldn't do it because we don't know how to do it. What does the moon have to do with anything on the day of Hoshana Rabbah? So it says in the Goyim, why? Because Hoshana Rabbah is the Gemar of Sukkos, and Sukkos nidoinim al hamayim. And the one that controls the water is the moon, because the moon controls the tide. Very funny. So Gemar al hamayim, so we don't look in the water, we look at the moon that controls the water. What does the moon have to do anything with Hoshana Rabbah now? And one more thing, the Shulchan Aruch says that one minhag is that either before Hallel or after Hallel, we take the rings of the lulav. The Itur says already, I think the Itur and the Shulim say, because the Gemara learns from the Pasuk Kofus, Kapu Istborim, there has to be Kofus, it has to be bind together. That's why we put a ring. But since it's Choser Vav, it's coming to tell you that the ring remains only for 6 days, not for 7 days. And therefore we take it out. What does the ring coming out on the seventh day have to do with anything else? So to answer these questions, what's the significance of Hoshana Rabbah? What's the idea of Hoshana Rabbah that the Gemara never talks about it? Why does the Gemara talk about it? The idea of Hoshana Rabbah that now is the Gemar Chitum Alamayim, and now we look at the moon as controlling the water. Why does the moon control the water? That's the issue of Hoshana Rabbah. Then to understand the mitzvahs arova, according to Rashi, that there is a mitzvah netilo, which means hakofa. Either you make the hakofa with arova, or the hakofa is done on the arova in the mizbeach. What's the arova? What's this idea of arova? And why does the arova have to be in the mizbeach connected to hakofa, according to Rashi? According to the Rambam, the mitzvah is mitzvah netila, but the netila is totally different because the netila concludes with chavata, hitting it on the kargat. Twice or three times, a karko kelim. What kind of a funny nitila? And according to the Rambam, the posuk isru chagba v'isim at karnas mizbeach tells me that those arovas have to flow from the mizbeach. Why the arovas have to flow from the mizbeach, and why the nitila is so funny? Bizman hazeh is min haganevim. What kind of a crazy thing is this idea of min haganevim? Dafka here that never rose above the idea of min haganevim, and is only on the seventh day. And nothing to do with Hoshana Rabbah, but because there were 7 hakofas done, keneg chomes irichoi. What does chomes irichoi have to do with the 7 day? And more important, the only reason is only 1 day because it's einu ikar b'Torah. Why is there no ikar b'Torah with the rova? And why is that? And why is the hakofa? Why is the mizbeach? According to the Rambam, because the hakofas are done under the mizbeach. The mizbeach is keneg the teva of the show. Why the teva? Why not the bima? And why did you have to move the teva to the middle of the show? Or use the bima? What is a teva? To answer all of this, we have to understand what the idea of Hoshana Rabbah is all about. And to use that, we'll go to the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says in Rosh Hashanah, Ve'oisi yoyim yoyim midroishun, on the Pasuk yoyim yoyim midroishun, to tell us that there are 2 days the people come to show. What are the days? The day of Tkiyash. They come for Tkiyash Shofar, and they come for Arava. So what's unbelievable? They come for Arava, the Yerushalmi says. And that's what the Rishalmi says. The Rishalmi says the only reason we blow shofar by Musaf, not by Shachris, because since everybody comes and they blow shofar, once upon a time they thought the Jews were rebelling. So there was a call for rebellion. So the Gemara says, what's the difference between Hallel? The Gemara says, Hallel, not everybody shows to show. That's why Hallel can be done by Shachris. But by Tkiyash Shofar, everybody shows. Why? Because of the Pasuk, Oisi Yoim Yoim Midroishun, the people showed up to show in 2 times. 1 time by Tkiyash Shofar, the only one by Rova. What does a Rova people to show, and what's a Kesha to Tkiyash Shofar? So state in the Kada Kemach, in the Rabbeinu Bechayi. Rabbeinu Bechayi says the Chashivus of Hoshana Rabbah, which is peace kinyoitzi milemaila. The messages or the Gzardin is given for execution. Says him is Dafko Hoshana Rabbah, because Hoshana Rabbah, the uniqueness is this 21st day of Tishrei. And the 21st day is Keneged Hashem Yeku, Yud Hey Vov. The first two letters of Shem Shamayim is 21, which is Keneged the Shemeke. And this day is the 26th day of Brias Olam, which was 5 days prior, Chofei Elul. So it's the 26th days. Is the 26th day of the creation, Keneged Yud Kevavke, is the 21st day from the creation of Adam from Tishrei, Keneged Hashem Yeku, and that is the day of the Rova, that the Gemar and the Chitum Adin is done on this day. The question is, what's the significance of these two things? So says also, Arova has an unbelievable Hashivus, because Arova is the Shomayim, the highest Rikia. The highest Rikia is called Arovis. Roichev Barovis Bekoshmoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Roichev Arovis. Why is the Rikia called Arova? And why is the Mitzvah Chavitas Arova on this day? And this day is not even mentioned in the Gemara. To understand all of this, you have to understand the Shem Yiku, Yud Heyevov, state in the Ksim Kadakemach, Ken Boy Nechtam Shishak Tzovas, says in Sefer Yetzirah, the six Midas, which is Keneged the Sheshes Yemei HaMaaseh, which is Keneged the Hashpo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the totality, which are the six sides of the world, Keneged the six Midas, is the Shem Yud Hei and Vav. Yud Hei and Vav is the entire Hashpo Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yud is Chochma, Keser and Chochma, Hei is Bina, and Vav are the six Midas. And that's the Hashpo of the totality of the emanations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the name 21, that's Keneged Eke. Eke is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that is the plan, that's what I will be. So what I want to be Mitzidoi is what becomes reality, is in the Shem Yeku Yud Kei and Vav. The last Hey is Mitzad the Mekablim, is how we the Mekablim receive what has to be given to us. That's how we adopt it, how we take that message, and how we absorb it, how we take it, how we relate to it, how we translate the mindset to ourselves. The Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, as an example, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, let's say, an amount of bracha that's given. But the amount of bracha that's given, let's say, X amount of bracha, X amount of rain is coming. It depends how you take it. You could take it that a little bit of rain falls in the right time and does the right thing, or you could have a lot of rain that falls in the wrong time. It's not what's given, it's how it's taken. How it's taken is the last day. HaKadosh Baruch created the world that there is a hashpo, but the hashpo needs a kli to take that hashpo, or to translate, to filter that hashpo. Like by Isha Ashunomis. Isha Ashunomis, HaKadosh Baruch made a miracle that oil will flow. And Elisha told her, okay, oil flow from the wall, you have no problems. He told her, you have to go ahead and get vessels. And as many vessels as you get, that's how much oil will come out. And when she stopped with the vessel she didn't have anymore, that was how much the oil stopped flowing. And the question is, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu already made oil flow from the wall? Why didn't he already made it come out in packages? I mean, why did she have to do it? Because the idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the hashpo, and we have to have the kelim to take, to absorb, to be able to be coined that hashpo, that mitzad mekablim. Every single thing, there is a noisen, and there is a mekabel that takes that. And the avoida is how to be mekabel. What's important, not only is the hashpo, what is given to you, but how you take it. That Kabbalah is the concept of the yareach. If you look at the yareach, the moon is the mekablim. The seventh day is always keneged bidas hamalchus, which malchus is a mekabel. Hoshana Rabbah is Malchus Shebe Malchus, is the day that a person gets and is mekabel the message that's given. Because that's the beginning of the Hay. That's the creation of the Hay. Till now is the 21, which is the Hashpo, the totality of the Hashpo. Now is how we take the Hashpo and incorporate it. How we take it, how we use it, how we apply it, how we bring it to fruition, how we bring it to reality. This is this day. That's why is the number, the 21st day, Keneged the 26 before the creation, because HaKadosh Baruch had a plan of how this is going to be taken, what needs to be done with it. But HaKadosh Baruch gave to Adam. That's why Adam, Nase Adam, Adam is a shoot of in Ma'aseh Bereishis. The Shlo always says, right, Nase Adam, HaKadosh Baruch told Adam, let us make man. Who is us? Me and you. I give and you receive it and apply it. So the idea of Adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his plan had the hashpo and what needs to be done with it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, let me give you my side of the game, and now you take your side and try to realize what I was expecting to do beforehand. So the hay, which was before Briyas Olam, I don't bring it to the Olam, you will bring it about. That's the shutvus of Adam. Adam is the one that brings the kli. That's why it's connected the hay. The hey is connected to the hey idea. If you want to clarify something, if you want to single out something, you add on a hey before. Because the hey is the one which is the defining moment, is the hey idea. Chazal always say, if I want to give you something specific, lecha hey lecha dover ze. There is such a thing called heilech. Heilech is heilecho. Take this. The hey is the one that makes it real, makes it mamoshos. It takes that energy and it translates into something. We do that translation. The day of Hoshana Rabbah is the day that we go ahead and we take that hashpo and translate into reality. We connect that hashpo and we take it and we bring it to reality. The key, however, is that when we take that, is the realization that that has been given to us, is we are getting a huge brocha, but that brocha that comes is a mission. It's not a brocha just for our benefit. There is a mission to it. There is a purpose for it, that we are supposed to get that now, which is all the brocha of life, and also, lotzareinu harav, all the challenges of life, that we are supposed to bring that to a fruition, to what was the original plan. We are supposed to bring today to what it was the original plan. This concept is arava. What is arava? Arava has nothing of its own. It doesn't have anything, Aravas. Aravas are always, but the one thing you see, that they are so dependent on the water, that if the water is not there, they don't just dry, they start dying. You see them drying out in front of you. That's why they're called Arve Nachal. The concept of Aravas, Chadstetin Arizal, the Aravas is 277, Arava, which is Keneged, the word Zera. They have the potential. They are the ones exercising the potential. They have nothing on their own. But they represent this idea. The idea of Malchus is a person has to realize that he has nothing of its own. He depends completely of the Broch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's coming now. That's why every Rosh Hashanah is a Tchias Amesim. And you have to realize that since we have nothing of its own, what you're getting is not selfish, but it has to be selfless. So the idea is that when a person is mekabel like Arova, Arova is the ultimate mekabel, that he's mekabel because he has nothing of his own. And his whole view and his whole life is the dependency of the water that comes. It's not. It's very easy to say I'm nothing of my own. But the Arova is more than that. It's not that Arova is nothing of their own. They show their kesher to the water. Because the water, when it's not there, it doesn't exist. It shows that his home at Seus is the water that's there. That's why the pasuk of Arvei Nachal, the Rizal says that Nachal in Shara Psukim is Nafshki Choshka Lashem, is my thirst for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's my kesher, the kesher of the Mekablim, that's Arovas. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rikia, which is Mashpia to the Hobriya, right? The Hobriya, the beginning of the Rikia, the beginning of the Mekablim, in all Leminehem, that's called a Rova. Because the Hashpo and the Kesher between the Mekabel and the Noisen, the ultimate example of it is a Rova. A Rova is the one, the word a Rova in itself, what does a Rova mean? A Rova means, the word is the Shodesh is Oref. Oref, you could see on the Mikshu, Taroives. An Arab, it's called Arav, Bnei Aravia. Erev, dusk, the night is called Erev, right? We have something called Orev. Orev is a guarantor. And you have Orev, something which is sweet. What's the kesher between all of this plus Arova? But the soid is Orev is a mixture, like Taruvis. That is the master key. So therefore it makes sense. The Arab is mixed into everything. Yod hakol, yod bakol viad hakol bo. It's somebody who mixes into everything. That's the pasuk says, Pere Odom. That's why they're called Orev. That's why you have an Orev in a transaction between me and you. If somebody intercedes or interjects into the transaction, it creates a Taroivis. He's called an Orev. That's why Erev, says Rashbam, there's a difference between Laila is the opposite of Yom. Erev is the opposite of Boker. What's the concept of Erev? Boker is Miloshim Bikur Amumi, that something is clearly defined, checked. It's the morning when things are clear, clarity. Erev is the opposite of clarity, is when things are mixed up. Orev. That's why the dusk, says Rashbam, is not night. It's when things are not clear anymore, then you start mixing up. So that's why it's called Orev. That's why something also, Arevus, something pleasurable, is something that not only it's close to you, but it gets mixed into you. Says, Degli Talin Zaktoma, Talmud Torah needs to be Arevus, because to be Orev means that Talmud Torah has to be a part of you. It's not that you learn, because it has to be Misarev. Arovas are such that the Mekabel becomes completely given to the Noisen. That the Hashpah that he gives is such that he doesn't only become bottle to the Hashpah, he becomes the evidence of the Hashpah. In other words, it's not that I become bottle to you, but I become the vehicle how you shine. The moon. Look at the moon. The moon has light, but she reflects the light of the sun. She is a reflection. That idea that the Mekabel can take the Hashpah in such a way that he becomes a vehicle to realize the Hashpah, that's what Arovis. Our tikkun of being Mekabel and taking that Hashpah and translating to what's supposed to be is to become like an Arova. To become nothing. We're not taking the Hashpah for ourselves. We are taking the Hashpah to be Megale, who the Mashpia is. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia all the Bria, he's Mashpia through Arovis. Because the whole idea of the Hashpah is the Hashpah should come through the Mekablim as an Arova. Nashki Choshka Hashem, that it shows that what you're getting not for your own. Look at the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah. The tefillah of Rosh Hashanah is Zochreinu L'chaim V'chosveinu B'sefer Chaim L'mancho Elohim Chaim. We are coming to be Mekabel in order to get your message across. How do you get to be Mekabel? The Hashpah, not for is a selfish idea, but as a selfless idea, learn it from the Rovas. This is the concept of a Rova, of Arvei Nachal. And this is the idea of the Mizbeach. What is the idea of the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach is the kesher, how the Tachtoinim give themselves over to the Elyoinim. Right? So that Mizbeach is how the Tachtoinim connect to the Elyoinim. That connection of the Mekabel to the Mashpia is a Rovas. So that is the whole idea of today. The idea is you get the Hashpah. Today, on the day, that's why in the seventh day of Hoshana Rabbah, is the day that we take the Hashpah and translate into reality, that we make Kabbal, we bring the Kelim to get it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us, we take the Kelim to get it. Those are the Kelim that we receive it. That's why it's Keneged the seventh, which is Keneged David HaMelech, that the Shem Yeku is finished. We are now going to get the hay to be able to be Mekabel, the Yud Hei Vav, the 21 first. But the hay that we're trying to do is the hay of the Shem Shomayim that preceded Briyas Olam. We want to take that message. We don't want to be Mekabel for ourselves. We are Mekabel to bring that message, what was there across. And that message comes through Arova. That is why Arova, it represents that idea. It represents Malchus. Now, once we did this idea, you could understand everything. Hoshana Rabbah. First of all, let's go back to the Zman HaMikdash. Zman HaMikdash, that's Mitzvah Zarova. Mitzvah Zarova is the Mitzvah HaMekabel. That is the concept of Mekabel. The concept of Mekabel, according to Rashi, the way how Arovas function as Arovas is by doing a kofes. Because that's a kofes is that you as a Mehalach, you as when you're walking, you're not walking a straight line, you're walking all around the center. We are satellites to the ultimate center. The Kabbalah, the concept of being a Mekabel, they don't Mekabel for you. You're Mekabel for you as a satellite of a bigger function. That's the Mitzvah Zarova. So that's why the Mitzvah Zarova is Hakofa, and that's the Mizbeach. What is the Mekabel? You're Mekabel to give it back. It's like a Matona, Umnas Lachzir. We are Mekabel for him. How do we do that? That our Mehalech is a Hiluch around the Mizbeach. Therefore, according to Rashi, that idea of Arova is expressed through Hakofes. According to the Rambam, the Mitzvah Arova is expressed on something totally different. We take the Arovas and we hit it. We take it, but then we hit it. We make it into nothing. All the Mitzvah Arova is that we are Mekabel not for us. We are Mekabel not because we want for ourselves, become mekabel because we are doing it for the noisen. So the mekabel destroys itself. The destruction of the mekabel shows that what he's being mekabel is not for his own, is for a higher reason. That's why Rav Shapiro always says the arovas are called hoishanas. Hoishana is the bakosha, with that we have nothing of our own. Arovas represent that. They have nothing of their own. And they represent nothing on their own, not because they are nothing. They are nothing on their own because what they take is not for themselves. They're taking it for a bigger cause. That's why the Hoshanas, according to Rashi, that's represented by doing Hakofas, according to the Rambam, is represented by making them into nothing. And they are two expressions of the same idea, that the Mekabel is Mekabel for something. That's why the Yerushalmi says that that's like Tkiya Shofar. Tkiya Shofar, what is it that we go back in Rosh Hashanah to the voice, to the message, to the primordial message before we translate it into words. On Rosh Hashanah, we listen to the message, we listen to the shofar. Here is our ability to take that message and to implement it, to be mekabel in a way as to express that message. So the days that the Rosh Hashanah says, that the 2 days we come to show to be mispalel on Rosh Hashanah to connect to the message, and it culminates into Arova, where we take the message and we get all the hashpoah and whatever is given to us in the year to fulfill that message. We are telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu what we are being mekabel and what we are going to implement. The bracha that you're giving, what we are going to implement is to try to actually materialize and to fulfill our mission, which is the Tkiya Shofar. So the Tkiya Shofar becomes words with Arova. And it's only Shaykh with Arova. So Mimele, you could understand why it has to be a Minag. What's the whole idea of Minag? Minag is the idea, is, I don't have to tell you, if you have a real love, you connect intuitively. The whole idea here is that we are intuitive to our message. We are connected. Our whole Kabbalah is to fulfill that message. So that's why it comes intuitively. The Minag, I don't have to tell you. If you're fulfilling something that's said, you're not in touch with the message. It came naturally. It's the idea of Tereshu Ape. Davka by Chag Ezcharu Malachi. Chag Ezcharu Malachi is the beginning of the generation of Tereshu Ape. This was only possible after Kimu VeKiblu. This idea that we could, without any hashpo from above, we could ourselves hear that message on our own is Tereshu Ape. Because before, they needed Kofalim Harkigigis. They needed that overwhelming experience. After Kimu VeKiblu, it was Shayach to do on our own. We were ready to do it on our own, to get the message on our own, with our self-introspection, meditation, listen to our own voice. We didn't need an outside voice. So therefore, they instituted now, we're Zoyche to be able to do our Aravos, even not in the Beis HaMikdash. Even if you don't have the Beis HaMikdash, you could get the same message, Aravos. But it has to be natural. It has to be that we are being mekabel the message, and we are in tune with the message without being told. We can hear our own neshamas. We are mekabel in it to fulfill a mission. But it's our mission. So therefore, Bismanazay is something. That's why Chazal never had to talk to you about Hoshan Rabbah. Because Hoshan Rabbah was intuitive. Everybody understood. And that's why it's Keneged Choy Maseh Rikhoi. What's Choy Maseh Rikhoi? Rikhoi was, we lived in the Midbar with a great hashpah. But for us to give into practical life, to take that hashpah, to live into practical life, is in Eretz Yisrael. What was the barrier for it? The barrier for it was one thing, was Choy Maseh Rikhoi. They didn't let to go to Eretz Yisrael. The destruction of the Choy Maseh Rikhoi is allowing us to live a life and to listen to the message, even though the message being told to us. That message will mekabel us to fulfill that mission that we have. So therefore, Choy Maseh Rikhoi is keneged Hoshana Rabba. That's the day the Choy Maseh Rikhoi is brought, because Arova is how you are able to break Choy Maseh Rikhoi, that you are mekabel, because in essence, what prevents us to listen to the message is ourselves. The biggest barrier of Choy Maseh Rikhoi is the selfishness that we have, is the selfish gene that we have. By destroying that through Arova, we achieve the same thing as destroying Choy Maseh Rikhoi. So mitzvahs Arova is keneged the churban yir, is keneged destruction of Choy Maseh Rikhoi. So state in Bach and state in Taz, the reason why we do Arov in the seventh day, because of the seven hakofas, which is keneged Choy Maseh Rikhoi. Because the destruction of Choy Maseh Rikhoi is the ability today to do mitzvah sarova in the Bizman Hazeh. So we merely could understand why the moon. The moon represents, it doesn't matter the water. The water is the Hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The day of Shana Rabbah, we say, you know what is critical? It's not what he gives, it's how we take it. And therefore, the day is the water. The water is the water. But you could have a lot of water and live in the low tide, but you could have little water but live in the high tide. It depends on the Mekabel. The message of the Shana Rabbah is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, now it's the din of how we take it. What do we do with it? And the chidush of Arova to be Zoiche is to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not taking it for ourselves, we're taking it as Arovas. We're taking the Arovas, either we are going to do Hakofa, and wherever you go, it's always surrounding you. It's always a satellite to you. You are the focal point, or that we have no mitzvahs around of Haroah Havota. And that is how the Mekablim can connect to Noisen, to really listen to the message, and not to take that bracha and chas v'sholom, do for our selfishness. That's the mitzvah Arova. That's how it destroys the Chomei Sirichoi. And that is how the moon controls the water. Because in essence, we are here to fulfill a message. It doesn't matter what the water is. It all depends how we take it. And that's why Hoshan Rabbi is such a givaldic day. But it's a givaldic day that we, hopefully for the days, we have to be in tune with our own neshamas, with our own Tkir Shofar. We don't need to be told. The same with Tkir Shofar is no words. We just need to be in tune. And therefore, this can only be through a minute. And in the beginning, Hoshan Rabbi was implicit, was never explicit. It was implicit that if you go went through the 21 days, Hoshana Rabbah, you felt it on your own. Because if you didn't feel, far fallen. But today, with the Yirid HaSadoros, we at least got a guidebook, but we have to be able to feel it. And that's the idea of Hoshana. And I think that that's why the Minhag came to read those two things, to do the Tikkun Lil Shavuos, which is what? Which is Mishneh Torah. And the Hilmot Mishneh Torah, we take the three Chumashim and we apply in our own the three Chumashim, right? Modavid Moshe Rabbeinu is Mipi Atzmoi. He took the three Chumashim, which is Mipi Agvura, and he did a Mishneh Torah, Mipi Atzmoi, his own take. This is exactly what the Shana Rabbah is. We take the Bracha and we take our own take. And the Rovas teach us that our own take of the Hashpo has to be to connect to what his idea was at the beginning. And that's David HaMelech by Tehillim. Tehillim is the beginning of Tehillim Shabbat. Tehillim is the Ruach HaKodesh. Not the difference between Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah. Nevuah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you. Ruach HaKodesh is that you find it on your own. It's like the Minhag. And that's connected to Rosh Hashanah, and it's connected to Tefillah. David HaMelech is the ultimate example. He had no mitzvahs of his own. It's Vanit Tefillah. Vanit Toilas Baloish, the greatest king, is the one that represents Malchus, because he has less Libigar Meklum. He was Malchus HaDe'ara, Ke'in Malchus HaDerekia. He was Zoiche to listen to the message on his own. That's the healing. So if we want to prepare for Shana Rabbah, the way to do it is to see how Moshe Rabbeinu did in Tersh B'Chzav, and how the prototype Tersh B'Peh, David HaMelech, did it. And that's our prototype. That's a preparation to take the Rova and to use the Rova as the right message. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu did allow us to indeed get the bracha and fulfill our message, and to take this to what's supposed to be, and to really be as we are supposed to be, our Rovers.